An uplifting offering. One comes from raise up. Everyone should give something. Zahav ha-chesem ha-choshet. Gold, silver, brass, blue and purple, scarlet and fine linen, goat's hair, ram's feet, and so on. Then it says, in verse, next page, 82, it says, in verse 8, what's the purpose of this? Asuli mikdash. They should make for me a holy place, v'shachanti betocham, so that I will dwell in their midst. Question is, that's the mikdash, which is the holy place dedicated to Hashem. Does Hashem dwell in the mishkan, in the mikdash? Does this verse imply that he dwells in the Mikdash? If it would be in the Mikdash, should have said, Asuli Mikdash, Veshachanti Betocho, then I will dwell in it. It doesn't say that. It says that the people should make for me a holy sanctuary, so that I will dwell in their midst. Their midst means in their homes, in their hearts. Another purpose of a special place is not that Hashem will be in that place, but through the inspiration of that place, Hashem's presence will be in the homes and the hearts of the people. And then it repeats this. According to everything I've shown you, according to many of the commentaries like the Ramban, all this was shown to Moshe Rabbeinu at Sinai, and he revealed it later on to the people. The Tavnit HaMikdash, Tavnit Kol Kelav, Bechin Ta'asu. In other words, the special plan of the sanctuary and all its vessels says that so you should make. Well, it's obvious. He says, Vosili Mikdash, why is it Bechin Ta'asu? So the simple answer is, it goes together with Betocham. The purpose of all the vessels of the sanctuary is to teach people how to live, how to actively bring the divine presence into the life of the nation and the life of each individual, and the heart of each individual. And then it begins, Asu Aron HaTzei Shelim, they should make an ark, cedar wood, described in detail. And from the ark come the cherubs. And the Midrash says, why is this box gold? Why is it called Aron? One question. Second question, by all the vessels of the sanctuary, the formation of which is detailed in all the next passages, it says, you should make in the singular. There is a reference to the artisans, the Tzalim is described. But the exception is the ark, because that says they should make. So, the deeper aspect of this is as follows. The word Aron, as you can see, the root letters Aleph Resh are connected with light. Light is Aleph Vav Resh. To see, we see things through the power of light. It's Ra'ah. It's really the same root, basically. So the sages say the significance of the Ark of the Covenant is Shemisham Teitzei Ora Liolam. It's the source of light for the whole world. Which way is the source of light? Because of the cherubs. Where do we find the first mention of cherubs?
Garden of Eden.
Pardon?
Garden of Eden.
Yes. It says at the entrance and exit, Garden of Eden, Hashem placed the cherubs, Kruvim.
With a fiery sword.
Pardon?
With a fiery sword.
A fiery sword.
To protect the tree of life.
Yes. So, so the next time we find them is here, the sanctuary. So the simple explanation is that the entrance to the sanctuary, or the high point of the sanctuary with the cherubs, and we know that Hashem says later, both in Shemot and Vayikra, Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ibein Shnei Akruvim, from between the two cherubs. I was the source of the revelation of Hashem's will to the people. So the commentators, led by the Ramban, explain that the greatest event ever was the revelation of God's will in the Decalogue to 3 million people, which came from the top of the mountain of Sinai, from a fire. But after that event, what happened to the sign of the divine presence from which Hashem speaks to the people? It was transferred from the top of Sinai to the Mikdash. We know that at Sinai also the people had to encamp around the mountain at various levels. Similarly, we know later in the sanctuary there were also various levels of holiness. And the Holy of Holies contained the Ark of the Covenant and represented the top of the mountain of Sinai and the continuation of the fire from which Hashem spoke was shown by the golden rays which came from the cherubs. And the cherubs are mentioned also later, we know, in the building of the bigger temple by Solomon. And they're mentioned also in the prophecies of Yechezkel. And the sages say the word keruv is keravya. Ravya is an Aramaized form to mean a child. That they had the images of children who were willing to accept the word of Hashem. And Hashem is called Yosheva Akruvim, which means the almost childlike love which Hashem is for the people and the people have for Hashem is represented by the Kruvim. And through that power of love, so as it says, the Kruvim faced one another, their wings went upwards towards heaven. So this was the continuous revelation of the will of Hashem to the people of Israel. And that's not just the people of Israel. It's for the whole world. It says from the Aron, the light of God's teaching goes out to the whole world. Now, this is all described from verse 10 till verse 22. And then we'll take a jump. We'll go into detail now, but you turn to the same page, the Jerusalem Bible, but verse 31, it says you should make a candelabra of pure gold. And that's described in the next verses until verse 40. 31 to 40. And you find that Ner and menorah mentioned 7 times. And we know the menorah became the symbol of the people of Israel and of our mission. And until today, the menorah is the symbol of the state of Israel. Where they take it from, because If you study Jewish history, the menorah, the golden candelabrum, is mentioned shortly after the Aseret HaDibrot, here in this passage. And then it's described in seven places in the Chumash, from different angles. But also, if we look at the total structures which you find from Bereshis until the end of the Tanakh, there is a constant repetition of the structure of the menorah. And the menorah is not exactly the same as the light which came from the Kruvim. It's a different level. Because the Kruvim were in the ark. What was inside the ark?
Tablets.
The tablets of stone. And then later, what was put inside?
Show bread.
Tom?
The show bread?
No. That was not even in the Holy of Holies. The Holy of Holies was only the ark. And inside the ark, what else was?
Was the Torah.
There?
Torah.
The Sefer Torah. So you could say the ark represents the light of God's word as it was given to Moses, his actual words given directly, and also as they're written down on the tablets of stone, as they're written down in the Sefer Torah. And the menorah, the main person in charge of the kindling and cleansing of the menorah was who? Aaron.
Aaron.
And the menorah had to be kindled by the people. And the flames of the menorah were directed towards the Holy of Holies. That means towards the Holy Ark. In other words, the Ark itself is a source of the divine light. But in order that divine light should influence all of us, and influence not only the Kohanim, and not only the Jewish people, but the whole world, so it has to be kindled. It means we've got to kindle the light of the Torah. It represents the Torah Shebaal Peh, the oral tradition. You'll even find one depiction of the oral tradition which is later formulated into Shas. What's Shas?
Shishas Sedarim,
six orders. What are the six orders?
Six orders of the Mishnah.
Six orders of the Mishnah. Now if you look at the parochet we've had here in the yeshiva, have you noticed what is written in the flames of the menorah?
No.
No? Have a look.
It's the Shishas Sedarim Mishnah.
Yes. And what's the middle one? What's it say?
This one.
It's really Gemara. Gemara says, Yirat Hashem. The middle shaft represents the awareness of Hashem. And the three branches, each side, represent totally the six orders of the Mishnah. In fact, we made that parochet. We had at the time here somebody who translated the Mishnah into French. Maybe you've seen it. French translation by Rabbi Jouet. Yeah. And on the front he put this pattern of the menorah from our parochet, because he davened here at the time when he produced that Mishnah. He was a brother-in-law of Rav Sitruk.
Sitruk.
Yeah.
Is it, Rav Sitruk was the chief rabbi of France?
Yes. So, this is the menorah. But the menorah doesn't really start, as I said, with here in Shemot. The menorah is also in Bereshis. But the first chapter of Bereshis is also a menorah. The Shabbat is the central shaft, and the three sides are the 6 days of creation on a deeper level. Because you know that until when are you allowed to say Abdullah for Shabbos? Until which day?
Tuesday.
Wednesday.
You can say it until the end of Tuesday. Yeah. It's a meal day. for this for 3 days. And if a person wants to board a ship or a plane and is going to travel on Shabbos, when is he permitted to do it?
To go on a ship?
Yes.
Till Wednesday?
Yeah. No. He can go on, just go on before Wednesday. But whether the last 3 days before Shabbos already have part of the emanation of Kedusha of Shabbos, and it carries on 3 days afterwards. And if you analyze on a deeper level the 6 days of creation, there is a parallel between the first and the fourth, the second and the fifth, and third and the sixth, which also three branches on each side parallel one with the other. So the menorah we find all the way through. Now also if you'll go into many different synagogues, you may have noticed that in front of the Shliach Tzibur they put up a Shiviti sign. What do you know what the Shiviti sign is?
Well, Shiviti is from the Netit Amid.
Yes, you've seen it?
And our parochet also?
No,
has six
we don't have it. You see it in many shuls.
Yeah.
No, where will you see it? On the Amud HaTefillah, where the Shliach Tzibur davens.
All the Hasidic shul. All the Hasidic shul have it. It's very good.
Hasidic and Sfadi. Other something also. And what is on the, and there's just a Shemitic sign has on it frequently. Also a pattern of the menorah. You seen it?
Mm-hmm.
It's got a menorah, isn't it? Shemitic Hashem. It's together with the menorah. And here, that's why I brought you here, this pattern of the menorah, which you'll find in many synagogues with the Shemitic sign.
What a Shaviti.
Can anybody tell what Shaviti Hashem next time is mean?
I know it
be first Hashem before me always.
Yeah.
Actually Rav Hirsch says
it says at the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch, quotation of the Rambam, it says one of the great principles of the service of Hashem is to say Shaviti and to feel it also. I've said Hashem always in front of me. Because he's at my right hand, I will not stumble, I will not move, I become stable. He says, why? Because you're at my right hand. Therefore I can rely upon you. So this is a concept of feeling closest of Hashem. But Shiviti also means it's all the same.
Yes,
what means all the same? I don't say when, let's say when I have great blessing, then I think of Hashem, how he helped me. When I have great trouble, misfortune, I think of Hashem and pray to him, he should save me. So I will always have Hashem before me, whether he gives me greatest blessing or he gives me greatest troubles. But if I know it comes from Hashem and Hashem means it for my improvement, so I accept it willingly. I don't forget him in time of satisfaction, prosperity, and I don't become despondent or despair when things are very difficult, because Hashem is always with me. Now, to demonstrate to you how deep this concept of the menorah goes. You can go through the many, many passages in the Tanakh that all deal with the deepest significance of the menorah. Of course, for us today, the most important passage is the vision of Zechariah, who describes the most important principle for people of Israel in Israel is Lo b'chai v'lo b'koh akim b'ruchi. Because the menorah represents my spirit. And if Am Yisrael would only constantly recognize that we've got a spiritual purpose and not a territorial one, and that it's even, I would say even today it's shown more than any other time, that we need to reestablish the absolute aspect of morality, which comes from the Torah, which comes from the Decalogue, which comes from our teaching, And that's the real purpose of having a state of Israel. And all the nations should recognize that today it's like a choice between Desh, which means really death, Desh means death for mankind, or to choose Israel. To choose Israel in the sense to choose the teachings of Israel, which are the menorah. And the purpose of being given a country is that this concept should spread to all the nations of the world. So this is expressed most clearly, or one of the places, in chapter 67 of Tehillim, which is not an expression of the power of God to the people of Israel, but rather for the whole world. Well, there's no time now to study that chapter, but if you look here, the chapter is written on the branch of this menorah, because this chapter 67 contains 49 words. It contains 7 verses, 7 branches, and the middle verse contains 49 letters, 7 times 7 letters. So even from the numerical angle, the structural angle, it's a menorah. You also see it's a menorah because the first and the last, and the second from last, and the third from last, they're all parallel one the other. On the right side, we have the spiritual aspect of blessing. On the left side, we have the physical aspect of blessing. And it's shown to us in this verse, if you look at the middle shaft, which is the main shaft, that if the people of Israel will fulfill the symbol of the state of Israel, which is the menorah, and if they will follow Hashem, recognize blessing come from Hashem, then Yisrohu, Yiranu Le'umen, all the nations will begin to be filled with joy, because they see that you, Hashem, you judge all the peoples according to principles of international righteousness. You show the states of the world how to guide their lives here down on earth. For that's the purpose of Israel, to demonstrate this to the nations of the world through the light of the menorah which has been shined in Israel. So really, this is the most important principle for today of the menorah, which is described next week's parsha, which has enormous significance for the future of Israel and the future of mankind. If you look at chapter 67, you'll see how it's divided here.
If Shabbos is the seventh day and today is the third day, why are you constantly saying next week's parsha?
Well, that's what it is. The truth is tonight, with the time, by the time I say the Shia, it's already called Erev Yom Revi'i.
Oh.
So we're already in the next week's parsha.
Okay.
Yeah. tonight you wouldn't be say Abdullah anymore. Only before sunset.
And tomorrow you can say Shabbos. All yeah. Tomorrow you can say Shabbos. Or Ochre.
Yeah, go on. You can keep one.
Parchment, but it's the other way around. His starts like this, and mine starts like this.
Okay.
It's very interesting.
Done.
What does the touch on Kain Ta'asu?
Pardon?
Kain Ta'asu. And so shall you do.
Pardon?
And so shall you do.
It's
something different from Rashi.
Yeah. No, no. Rashi is for the Doros.
Doros. What did Rav say?
I said it means that's how you have to behave according to the pattern that's given there. Then some of the Rashi learn like that. But Rashi is very much a Pashtun. It's very much the Fipshut or Shemikra. So the Doros means for later generations. You also have to follow similar pattern. But you find also all historical, so many historical patterns of menorah all over Eretz Israel. People finding new places, new things. Ani Adonai Elohichem, Asher Hutzeitzi Etchem, Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Liyos Lochem L'Elohim, Ani Adonai Elohichem, Emes. Oh, Amen. Amen. Ricu. Amen. Thank you. Amen. 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 Shabbat. גדל ויתגדל שמי רבו, ילמוד לברוך ירוסי וים נתמרוסי, חייכון וחיון וחיידה רבי סיסורים, פגולו בזמן קורי ואמרו, מי נהש מרבו רך, שם לו מי אור מיו, וזבורך ושתבח וזבר וסמאמי סנסי, תוי צלי וסלום שמי דגדשו בריחו, ואילה מכל במוצאו ושירוצאו במוצאו ונח מוצאו דמירון ולמה ולאמן, יהיו שמר השמיים וכם עולים וכל יסורים ואומן. עשה שלום רמה ועשה שלום עולינו כל ישראל ואומן. ברוך הנא ורוך לעולם ועד. At 8:30 my grandson Rav Reuven will give his shiur on Mishnayos Shviyos of the Shemitah.
Oh, printed. Okay. Mm-hmm. ברוך השם, שמחה, עם הרחנה, אתם מכירים את שטרן.
כן.
הייתי תוספח.
כן, היית שם אתמול?
כן, בטח.
בבקשה. ‫קמת את המטיפות? מה? ‫קמת המטיפות? ‫תודה רבה. ‫באמת, שפר. ‫עכשיו נמשיך לשלב. ‫מה? ‫אנגלית גם כלגמת. ‫תודה, תודה רבה. ‫ציון. Oh.